The question was asked, if two people are having a conversation and a third person interferes, he comes without being invited and starts joining the conversation. So when they ask him to kindly not butt into their conversation, do they have to be concerned to do it in a way that won't hurt his feelings? So we always prefer not to hurt someone's feelings, meaning even if the person is doing something that's really wrong, he's interfering. But we all know that we sometimes make mistakes, we do things that are wrong, and we would like that when people correct us or tell us not to interfere, we would want them to do it in a way that that wouldn't hurt our feelings. So I think under the heading of Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, we should definitely try to be nice even when we're telling someone something which is saying, you know, you're wrong, or please stop interfering in our conversation. So it's important, however, to remember that there is a right and there is a wrong, and the fact that we're going to do it nicely is the right way to do it. However, when a person is wrong, when a person interferes and it's none of their business, so it could be that there'll come a time where we're going to have to tell the person, I'm sorry, but I really, we're having a conversation here which you're not a part of. And then the person might get insulted. And when people get insulted wrongfully, then it's important to know who's in the right and who's in the wrong. Just because someone gets insulted doesn't mean they're right. And just because someone gets insulted doesn't mean that I have to apologize. And if we've tried in a nice way to get the person to understand, and then they didn't, and then for whatever reason we felt like we weren't left with a choice, and we tell the person in a more blunt way, excuse me, but we would like to have a conversation privately, and the person gets all offended, so then fine, that's where it's important to know who's in the right, and to know that if you've done what's right, and you've tried to be nice to the guy, and the guy is still getting insulted, that you leave him out of it. So at that point you say, what can I do? And you move on with life. Now this comes out sometimes with family members, where family members believe they should be a part of different conversations. And we discussed it earlier in the week with regards to family members. There are parents who don't know their place. There are parents who think that it's their job to be involved and make decisions, or at least have an opinion in things that are really their children's own business. Children get married, they build a life together, they make decisions together, and sometimes parents don't know that they really don't belong there, and they think that their opinion should be heard. So sometimes they're right, sometimes parents realize something that the kids don't realize. However, after a parent has tried to make their opinion heard, a parent also has to know that there comes a time when their job is to be quiet. And sometimes children have to make that clear to parents, unfortunately. We try to do it nicely, we try to do it gently, but there are definitely times where a parent will get involved, where they don't belong. A classical example is where parents will ask their children every Shabbos, where are you guys this Shabbos? And if, let's say, they go to the wife's parents twice or three times, and they only go to the husband's parents once, they might start saying, you know, it's not fair, you're going to them more than you're coming to us. And all kinds of other nice sentences where the parents really don't have a right to make such demands. But that doesn't mean they recognize that. Many times parents think they do have a right. There are times that parents interfere and they tell the husband he should be more caring for the wife. Sometimes it's his parents, sometimes it's her parents. It doesn't matter. Even if they're right, that doesn't mean that they can say it. And very often by saying it, they're hurting the relationship, not helping the relationship. So these things do come up, situations where people give us their opinions and they're really not warranted. And then it is important to know where the right and the wrong lies, because sometimes you have to say, ad kan. You have to say, you know, enough. And if people get insulted because you said enough, but you were in the right, so then it's important to know you don't really have to run after them and apologize. I would recommend, in any of these instances, to consult with someone outside, because we're all biased. Very often we don't see how biased we are, and that's where it helps to talk to someone outside to try and check, hey, maybe I am in the wrong. Maybe I should be listening to this person. Maybe I shouldn't take such a harsh stance. It's helpful to talk to someone who's not emotionally involved, someone impartial. But again, to summarize the answer, so in a nutshell, number one, we try to say things in a way that's not hurtful, even though we're in the right. There's no reason to hurt someone else's feelings. We all know sometimes we make mistakes and we want other people to be kind to us and caring when we make mistakes. Number two, sometimes you have no choice and you have to say it bluntly to the person. Number three, if the person gets insulted when you had no choice but to say it bluntly, so then it helps to know that you did what you could. And at this point, you don't owe it to the person. And finally, a person shouldn't rush to make this decision. It's helpful to talk to someone on the outside, someone impartial, to make sure that we really got it right, to make sure that we aren't too tainted by our partiality.